So what was it that finally raised that alarm bell? What actually made you think, actually, I should just go to the doctor and see what this is?
Well, it was just getting bigger, and I knew it wasn't a cyst, or, you know, well, you know, I thought it wasn't a cyst, and especially with the history of Anne having had breast cancer. But I went and I was looked after, and although I did have to, I had an aggressive form and I did have to have the mastectomy, I now have better boobs than I've ever had. At 51. They look up at me still.
Hey, so did you have reconstruction afterwards?
Yeah, I had reconstruction on my left breast, and then I had to have a reduction on my right breast, and they're all matched up and they look great. So I'm told.
How big was the lump by the time you thought, I'm going to do something? Because I know what this is like, you know, if something's very small, you just, but you know, was it bigger than a pea or?
Yes, my lump was actually 9 by 5. It was like a small courgette, is how it was described.
Goodness me.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And you know, in the end, Colleen knew about it. And obviously my husband had been, you know, goading me. But, you know, I'm an adult and I should have taken control of it myself. And that's what you have to do. And the only reason that I'm saying this is if someone is sitting at home and they have a little lump and they think, oh, it'll go away, or I'll wait to see if it gets bigger. Don't wait. Just go and they'll sort it.
Mm. And just on the subject of having the breast removed, obviously there's the physical side of things and the emotional impact. How did you take on that challenge and kind of continue to exude confidence as a woman?
Well, it is hard, and you do go through. Initially, my first thought, which I was, you know, sounds very vain, but my first thought was, oh my God, I'm going to lose my hair.